This is a Crowd podcast.
Gee, do you need, by any chance, a new pod to listen to while you're on the bike?
Always, mate. Literally always.
Yeah. Well, in that case, did you like Blue Planet on the TV?
Oh, I loved it. Anything with Attenborough and those crazy camera shots and stuff. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? Anyway, I think you and the rest of the GTCC gang are going to love this new podcast called Oceans, Life Underwater. Right, I've had a listen to it. I got to be honest, it's like nothing I've heard before. It's not a doom and gloom pod. It's not preachy. It's sort of, I would probably describe it as feel-good cinema for curious, nature-loving ears with an emphasis on storytelling. You'll be dropped into the shoes of explorers, of marine biologists, and also some penguin fanatics, hearing mind-boggling stories about their watery world.
Nice. Sounds all right, to be fair.
So if you need something different for your ears on your next ride or commute, search for Oceans, Life Underwater in your favourite podcast app.
I'm on it already, Tom.
Right, just in case you need any more persuasion, here is a clip from episode one for you, G, and the rest of our GTCC members to enjoy.
Let's take a typical dive. Let's not go too far. Let's go to, like, the coast of Cornwall. We take a boat out into the middle of the ocean, the Atlantic. It's a beautiful day. Sea is not too wavy, but there's a little bit of wave. You take this big yellow buoy, in which you have a dive line. And you drop the line to however deep you want to go, let's say 50 meters. So you got a straight dive line, so you know exactly, like, I won't wander too far from there. You click onto the dive line with a lanyard. And then I just like to lay on the surface of the ocean and kind of literally get on the sea's wavelength. Because, you know, like, you can feel the waves, like, they kind of rock through your body. And if you let that happen, you instantly fall into the rhythm of the sea. And then you take a nice big breath. You turn around and you face that line and you face the depths of the sea, that blue. And you take a moment and then you just start swimming down gently, slowly. And the deeper you go, the smaller your lungs get. And at a certain point, your lungs are so small that you're no longer buoyant. So then comes the best bit. You can just stop swimming and you just start falling into that blue. And you can just completely surrender. Like, everything you have, you don't have to do anything anymore except for equalize. So everything you are is just in that little ball of air in your mouth that you use to equalize your ear. And the rest of you just dissolves into the water. Like, you slowly merge with something as powerful as an ocean. It's flying. And you're surrounded by nothing but blue, green, these weird sounds of the ocean. Like, you can't really hear the surface anymore. But the ocean is full of sound, because sound travels further underwater. So there's little clings, and sometimes you can hear dolphins in the distance, and sometimes you can hear boats miles away. But the overwhelming sensation, especially at depth, is one of your heartbeat. You can hear it go boom, boom, every 3 seconds or so. And there's just a calmness. All other thoughts are gone. And then you come back up and you have, like, after a successful dive, the rest of your day is good. Because, like, you had one good dive, you had that moment of being at one with the sea, that means that's a good day.
This is Oceans, Life Underwater, a new podcast all about the oceans and the mind-blowing life within them. I'm Hannah Stitfall. I'm a zoologist, wildlife filmmaker and broadcaster. And I'm on a mission to learn everything I can about the big blue.
The ocean is just mind-blowingly huge. Did you know that more than 70%, 7/10 of the Earth's surface is covered in seawater?
You could drop all of Mount Everest into the ocean and still you'd have an enormous amount of water above it.
Over the next 12 episodes, I'll be talking to marine biologists, free divers, submarine pilots, explorers, ship captains, scientists, and policymakers, hearing the most incredible stories about our seas and the people who are devoting their lives to protecting them.
You know, almost half of our planet is a vast ocean beyond national borders, and I believe that we have a collective responsibility to protect it.
The ocean is important to Māori because without it, we cannot thrive.
Oranges, yellows, reds, just incredible layers of life. I mean, every square centimeter covered.
If you've ever been in the richness of, like, the presence of a whale and her calf, you know inherently you want to preserve that.
Protecting the ocean is not rocket science. We know how to do it. We just have to do it.
This is Oceans, Life Underwater, Episode 1.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.